The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
In the Southland, there's a city way down on the river where the women are very pretty and all the men deliver.
Dr. John with Joe Piscopo. Rest in peace, Dr. John. Passed away yesterday, 77 years old. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock with Joe on the radio with Frankie Five Burrows Morano, Big Al Gattulo, Debbie Duhaime. Thank you, Debbie. A lot to get into. You know, we got Daniel Turner joining us this hour. A great conversation with Daniel. We're talking about politics and the folly of the Green New Deal, please. Mike Chase as well wrote a great book called How to Become a Federal Criminal. You know, you don't want to miss that. You can't make it up. And your phone calls are always welcome at 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone line. So I wanted to give a shout-out. Before we do anything else, boys, I got to give a big shout-out. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, here it is on a Friday as you roll into the weekend to my buddy, Father Mike Drury, who is retiring. This when I tell you about great priests, and I always tell you about my faith, and we were fortunate enough to be with the Cabrini Mission and the Cabrini Foundation, Mother Cabrini Foundation. This was last night with Cardinal Dolan, and I'm very true to my faith. And again, I don't care what you are, what you believe in, what you don't believe in. I really have no time for that. But my faith is strong. And then I see a priest that is dedicated, a priest that helps out others. And when the priest has to get a call in the middle of the night, say someone's dying, and then you got to go by a bedside, and you got to console the family and give that person the last rites. And then the next morning, you know what you're doing? A wedding. I don't know how the priests do it. Father Mike Drury, to me, a friend from Parsippany, New Jersey, is a true disciple of Christ and a great guy, but a great, tough Irish guy and always a dear, dear friend. So he's retiring. I wanted to, on these airwaves, and thank you for allowing me to do this, to say, Father Mike, we love you. By the way, he's a chaplain for the New Jersey State Police, chaplain for the local police, chaplain for the United States Secret Service, excuse me, and just did a great job to all of us. And me and Kimberly, when we were engaged, listen to this. So we moved from, I came out, I went to L.A. for a little while. The earthquake hit. I ran back to Jersey. We ended up out in West Jersey, went to St. Luke's Parish, and we saw Father Mike in action. Guy's great. You know what I mean? He's just great. He's the guy that you look forward to doing the homily. You know what I mean? Not like, okay, Father, when is it over? Father Mike is always has something great to say. And Kimberly and I said, this is the guy that we want to marry us. He married Kimberly and I, baptized every single one of my children at the beautiful Basilica of the Sacred Heart in Newark. And we appreciate that, Father Mike, all your service. So we have a lot of fond memories and a lot of great memories. And we thank you for being the spiritual leader that you've been for so many years, for law enforcement and for regular folks like myself, Father Mike Drury. We love you, and we'll see you soon. That's a long time dedicated to people. Al, you would even like Father Mike. You would even go to church, Al Gattulo. Father Mike was saying,
I don't know if I'd go on church on a regular basis, but, you know.
So this was the best. With Father Mike, I got to tell you, because I remember my Michael, the brilliant guitarist, and my dear Michael, my 16-year-old, he was a rambunctious child, always running around. So I remember we'd always be in the front row at St. Luke's Parish, right, Frankie? We'd be there, and then Father Mike would do the homily. Mm. Now, I got my Michael on my arms, and then he would always scoot out of my arms. You know, when he's like 2 years old or something, and he'd be running, and he's running in the middle of the homily. Nope. And I can't stand when a priest is doing the homily, coming up with the homily is one thing. Then you got a screaming baby in the background, and I don't want that baby to be my baby.
Right.
Because there's always the area where you can go in the back of the church, go behind the glass, just get away. But now Michael got away this one time in the middle of the homily with Father Mike, and Michael now do you move as a parent? You got to move, and then you really bring more attention. I'm thinking Michael will crawl back to me.
Especially when you're famous, right? Yeah, so everyone's going to notice if it's yours.
Can't control this child, whatever it is. You know what Father Mike did? Father Mike Drury picked Michael up. He, in the middle of his homily, kept Michael in his arms the whole homily.
Wow.
How cool is that? Kept him right there and talked about the gospel, talked about the message of the gospel. Yeah, but then he brought Michael over to me. That's a cool priest.
See, back
that's
then,
a cool
the priest would have branded me with the cross or something, because I was one of those kids. You got into everything, couldn't sit still for 2 minutes under the table.
No wonder you stopped believing in God.
It's true.
My mother beat me, too.
I mean, you know, come on.
So Father Mike, that's the way you got to handle it, man. But I don't understand. It's like when I see this, and again, I know if you're a young parent, and believe me, I've been there, and then the kids are acting
up. I'd like to be
there again. I may be there again, Al. Thank you for asking, man. You never know.
Sure thing.
A couple European trips, you never know.
Well,
may come home with some news.
I want to be up alone.
Maybe Father Mike's not retiring as soon as he thinks he is.
Tuesday, Wednesday, okay.
So, but then I see the child running around, and then the father's running after the child while the priest is doing the homily. That's akin to me getting heckled in a nightclub. If I'm in a nightclub and some kid running across,
well, what do you want the parent to do?
The parent's got to go behind where it says with the kid. There's a kids area at every church. You go behind.
Okay.
You haven't been in a while, but
long time.
They have like a glass, or they have like
a separate room.
I completely agree. With you. You're absolutely right. There's no excuse for that.
And you want it. And do you say to the parent, you know, the father is talking. Do you mind? It's kind of rude, but I don't. And the priest, God bless, I've not seen one priest, because if I was at the pulpit, hey, keep the kid. Get that kid. Hold him and go behind that glass. Huh?
In the middle of your homily.
I would.
You know, we have to be good. Oh, I'm talking over here. The kid, he's running around. I'm distracted. I want to tell you about
Jesus. Get that kid out of my sight. Praise Jesus.
Kid be gone.
And the father, it's always the fathers. It's not the mothers. I think the mothers are the better disciplinarians, I think. The fathers always, the young fathers, y'all running after the little kid.
We're here for my masses are 25 minutes. You can't keep the kid under control? None of this hour stuff. In, out, Hail Mary.
Oh, my Lord. So anyway, that you might want to keep it going. Hey, it's Piscopo on the radio. Who wrote me a nice note? Please.
Put those glasses on. Who wrote that note? Hold on a second.
Clean Cut Fitness and Nutrition. The girls, thank you so much for the opportunity to be on your show. Remember, it's more than fish and rice, like I always say, and kale or chest and biceps. Hope you enjoy that. They were good. Lori and Karen. I think they are onto something. These
absolutely.
Girls. And
very
I think they do their own TV show.
Yeah.
They have their own book. Clean Cut Fitness and Nutrition. Appreciate it very much. Thank you for the email from Commissioner Kelly. What a great guy.
You know, really, forget about the fact, we all know what an amazing job he did as police commissioner twice. First, when the World Trade Center was bombed the first time when he was working for Mayor Dinkins.
Yeah.
Then an incredible job that he did in the Clinton administration and with the UN. And then to come back and take a crime which was already at a record low and bring it to levels that were even lower. But the guy is the definition of a warrior and a scholar, right? So forget about like holding every rank in the NYPD, right? Every single rank, all the way up to commissioner.
Yeah.
Also, you know, a Marine. And then you see, you know, kind of shape this guy is in. He really is the definition of a Renaissance man. You pointed out that he's a musician. He has an LLM, which is basically a master's degree for lawyers, right? So he doesn't just have a law degree.
I'm
telling you, the guy is remarkable. The guy is one of the most phenomenal human beings that has ever lived.
So is he going to be, you know, the head of the FBI? You're absolutely
Do you really
so...
want the headache in the current climate if you're Ray Kelly, right?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm sure he's doing well now in the private sector. He can go on TV when he wants, radio when he wants, make some money in the private sector. The only reason I could see him getting called to something like that is because he really does seem to have such a passion for public service. I wish he would have run for mayor. You know, in 2013, when John Catsimatidis was running, he basically indicated that he would step aside and allow Ray Kelly to run if he wanted to.
John said that?
Yeah. That's great. He was going to allow Commissioner Kelly to have his petition signatures so that he could have access to the ballot. But, you know, I don't blame Ray Kelly for not wanting to deal with the political morass.
You know, Frank, to your point, who would want to go into politics today?
Yeah, people. Exactly.
So I was talking to a cool cat I met, man, a great guy at Yankee Stadium a couple weeks ago. And somebody said, Joe, hey, governor, they're coming over to me. Hey, governor, you're going to run for governor. And they, Joe, you got to run for governor. And then the guy said, he goes like this, oh, what a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like that. That's exactly how he said it. And this is a very successful business person. He goes, what a lifestyle, meaning in politics. And he's absolutely right. Because with the Mueller probe, the witch hunt that it was, how they keep going after people for no reason at all, innocent bystanders, the collateral damage of something like that. Who the heck? You're absolutely right. We want to go into public
service.
Right,
so you have to basically be an altar boy if you ever want to do the right thing, right? So you saw what happened with, the presidential candidate in the 80s, who was on the monkey business with Donna Rice, Gary Hart. The guy really seemed like he wanted to serve, had some good ideas for the country, and, you know, the guy had an adulterous affair, and essentially ruined his public persona, right? You see what happens with somebody like Donald Trump, right? Not only there's about 30 investigations into Trump affiliate. That's not even an exaggeration, right?
True.
So if you're Donald Trump, you had a beautiful life in the private sector. You were a celebrity. You were wealthy. You had a lot going on. Everybody wanted you at their parties. Now you're just because you want to do the right thing, you're so polarizing that you're being boycotted by all these different folks and being investigated by all these different folks. Even if you've done nothing wrong, think of the legal bills alone. Paul Manafort is in solitary confinement at Rikers right now.
I can't believe that. And did you see AOC?
I agree with her completely.
She tweeted out, she said no one should be in solitary confinement. But if you're a rapist or a murderer, you should be in solitary confinement, in my opinion. But she went and said no one should be. But Paul Manafort should not be in solitary confinement. And that is the Southern District of New York busting chops. That's all that is.
Well,
and that's disgraceful.
This, I think, was more due to the Manhattan DA, Cy Vance. That was his decision to move him there. But they say it was due to threats on his safety and that he's being put into protective custody. But, you know, I've known folks that have been in solitary, and it's an incredibly difficult thing.
Have you visited folks?
No, well, I think when you're in solitary, they don't let you get any visits.
You can't have visitors in solitary. That's why they call it solitary.
Right, exactly. It's pretty lonely.
Why? Yeah, they lock them in that. And you go
23 hours a day.
Yeah.
An hour to exercise. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh. And Paul Manafort's in solitary confinement.
Let's put it this way. If Frank could visit somebody.
Had he not supported Donald Trump, he would still be essentially living the same lifestyle that he was leading. So
exactly right.
If you're thinking about going into politics, maybe you've been in business, maybe you've been on radio, maybe you've been in movies, okay, do I really want every single detail of my private life played out before the public? Do I really want every single thing that I've ever been involved in being scrutinized by federal prosecutors? I mean, it's got to end. And that's why I really give Donald Trump so much credit, even if, you know, it might not necessarily be doing everything that people want him to do. Although I think he's doing very well. He didn't need to do this, right? He could have stayed living, you know, the life that he was leading.
Yeah, man.
And yet he subjected himself to all this criticism, all this scrutiny.
Yeah.
Because he really did have a desire to improve the country.
That's true. Hey, what's going on here, Frankie? I saw you let me know this earlier, and I should have reported this earlier. The Russian Navy is accusing a U.S. Navy ship of nearly causing a collision in the East China Sea. Russian news agencies reported today that their country's Navy says the USS Chancellorville guided missile cruiser was maneuvering dangerously and came within just 50 meters of a Russian warship. Russia says the destroyer was forced to take emergency action to avoid collision. So the Russian Navy accusing the U.S. You don't know what to believe here. But that 50 meters is awfully close, huh?
Well, yeah, this is pretty scary. So this is how accidental wars end up starting. So this Russian destroyer, what we know is that this Russian destroyer and this U.S. Navy cruiser nearly collided early this morning. In the Philippine Sea, each side is blaming the other for what could have been an absolutely devastating episode. So according to the Navy, they're saying that the Russian destroyer made an unsafe maneuver, putting the safety of the crew of the Chancellorville at risk. The Russians are saying the exact opposite, that this was... they said, quote, the U.S. cruiser Chancellorville suddenly changed its course and crossed the Russian destroyer some 50 meters away from the ship. The Navy is saying that's just Russian propaganda. But I think this underscores the importance of talking with Russia. So Russia is still the country that has the second largest stockpile of nuclear weapons in the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's important to have a dialogue with a country like that, not portray them as this kind of Cold War era villain. But thankfully, it could have been a lot worse.
Yep. Thank you, Frankie. Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frank Morano and Al Gattulo. Debbie Duhame's out there looking out for you traffic-wise. Daniel Turner will join us live in a moment on AM 970 The Answer. Good morning, Debbie. What you doing this weekend, girl?
What am I doing this weekend? Let's see.
You deserve a hang. Just a hang. Come on.
I'm doing a lot of things, but I am heading up to Poughkeepsie to visit some friends, too.
Wow.
Yeah, it should be fun, yeah. But, you know, I'm thinking about this Paul Manafort thing. Why is he being held in isolation?
It's crazy. It's all about Donald Trump. It's all.
That's
what they're saying. No. It's a harassment and it's abusive. It really, really is.
I think it's horrible.
Yep.
I don't understand that. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, amen, Debbie Duhame. Amen.
We should really go. Let's go over there. Let's go over to Rikers and do something about this.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, Joe.
I'll do whatever. You know me. I'll go wherever you go, Deb. 8:21. Right now, Deb's on the roads for you on AM970TheAnswer.com.
Joe, let's take a spin, see what's happening here on the eastbound BQE. Busy up by the Brooklyn Bridge with an accident. It's still busy at the McCombs Dam Bridge getting into the Deegan with an accident over there as well. Stop and go traffic on the Grand Central Parkway West at 168th. Looks like they just cleaned up a collision. LIE West at Comac Road over on the island. Watch out for a collision there as well. Now, if you're heading over to 440, it's closed on the border of Jersey City and Bayonne out by the Newark Bay Extension. It's an accident involving a tractor trailer. Inbound Lincoln 20, Holland 10, GWB about 15. Sponsored by Indeed.com. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. Partly cloudy today, high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Queensboro President Melinda Katz about law and justice and her run for Queens District Attorney. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state
state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
It may be hard to realize that those statements are true. They sound unbelievable. Hi, Kevin McCullough, but our most fundamental freedoms are under attack, and these very attacks could happen in your business, in your school, even where you volunteer. I'm asking you to give to the Freedom Fund of Alliance Defending Freedom right now to protect not only your freedoms, but also the freedoms of your children and grandchildren. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, or call 800-569-1559. Your gift of $100 will help you defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight critical court battles. That's 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559, or online at am970theanswer.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 824. It is Friday. It is Friday. And Daniel Turner is going to join us momentarily. Can I tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn? I love you, Michael's of Brooklyn. Fred is there. Johnny's there. Oh, it's the best. Avenue R. Nostrand, right? So you know it's in the neighborhood. I think what I love best, aside from the great food from Michael's of Brooklyn and it being one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, please, aside from the fact that as you listen around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com, and we appreciate you joining us, South Carolina, I know you're joining in and you're coming to Texas. We love you for listening. And you go to your supermarket, you see on your shelf, Michael's of Brooklyn. You take it home. Best jarred sauce anywhere. I understand that. But I love that. I love the heritage of it all. That Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael, they stay there because that's where Fred and Johnny's father was, man. They had a little pizza place. Now it has grown on Avenue R and Nostrand in the borough of Brooklyn, New York. Michael's of Brooklyn, one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of America. And this according to the Food Network. You know, you got to check out the delicious variety of puttanesca, marinara, fresh tomato and basil, arrabbiata. Right, made right there. It's made right there at Avenue R. Nostrand. I love telling you about this. It's a great, true American success story and also a true Italian-American success story. Check out Michael's of Brooklyn, please. Best food. It's the best ambiance. I'll be over there next week seeing the guys and the girls at Michael's of Brooklyn, and we invite you to come along. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Getting this Friday started, baby. Piscopo on the radio. Oh, yeah, you got a weekend. You got a weekend. You deserve the weekend. Five Boroughs is here. Big Al is here. Debbie's on the road. It's Mike Gallagher coming up at 10 o'clock. Daniel Turner is a conservative activist and the founder and executive director of Power the Future. It's a 501c4, which aims to protect America's energy workers. Hey, Daniel, welcome back to the show, brother. Good to see you, man.
Thank you so much for having me. Always great to be here.
And you were fresh off of Tucker Carlson. Great shot with Tucker the other night, before last. That was great.
Thank you. He's
a great guy.
Oh, it was. It was great. It's a great segment.
You know, and it was very positive what you're talking about. You're talking about the Green New Deal, about Joe Biden. And Tucker makes all the sense in the world. I don't even know why people go on the show to try to combat him when he puts the other side on. Well, you can't beat him. And it's not mean. It's very logical.
He's a smart guy.
Where do they shoot that? Fox Studios right in D.C.?
In D.C., yeah, right on the hill.
That's where you live, right?
That's where I live,
You're in the middle of it all.
I'm in the swamp.
What's the tenor? You walking around D.C., and then you go, if you support the president, it's like you want to, your persona non grata. They don't want to deal with you down there.
Oh, yeah.
Or is there a momentum now that's saying, you know what, you can't deny that President Trump is doing a good job?
No, not in D.C. I mean, I think D.C. voted 94-95% for Hillary. The people on the right in D.C. are few and far between.
Speaking of which, forgive me, because I don't have any hate toward Mrs. Clinton. Very savvy, very smart, very nice to me when I met her, so I have no sense. But just think about the D-Day stuff we were talking about, and Mrs. Clinton being, I just, I don't feel like they had that, the patriotic fervor, you know, that the president holds in his heart.
No, I don't feel like any of the 2020 candidates have that real sense of American exceptionalism and awe for our history. I mean, yesterday was an easy day for even the hardcore left to just put out an innocuous tweet remembering the 75th D-Day, but nothing. Oh. Right. Yeah. I don't know if it's part of their DNA to see America as the shining city on the hill. They like to find its flaws, its mistakes. They like to complain about it being awful and racist. And they don't really celebrate what America is very often.
I know. And they come from different countries to come in here. And then they tell us how we're supposed to live.
Yeah.
And the people vote for these people. That's shocking to me how they do that.
Yeah. I mean, we can always try to be better as a country. We should. Yeah, we can recognize where we've made mistakes in the past. Yeah, we do. Yeah. But there is an awful lot, especially yesterday.
When you look
at those eight, we were just saying off, but before, like those 17-year-old boys that jumped on boats and attacked Normandy.
Your point was well taken. You see some of the films made, and they're older actors because they're established stars.
Yeah.
When in reality, and Tom Hanks himself tweeted, like I said, he said, remember, they were all boys. They were 17, 18, 19 years old.
Yeah. I mean, if you could redo Saving Private Ryan with a bunch of 17-year-old actors.
My goodness gracious.
It would be that much more. Yeah, that much more powerful. You know, I mean, these were seniors in high school.
Why didn't they tweet something out? Because I tweeted out something very patriotic. It said about Operation Overlord in Utah and Omaha Beach with American flag on it. And it was very pro-America.
Yeah.
And I know darn well that it was an allied, even though it was a supreme allied commander in Dwight Eisenhower, run by the United States of America. But I'm such a patriot. But I know we have to give credence to everybody else. Yeah. So to your point of what the Democrats could have done, some of the Democrats, and a lot of them did, but not enough, is what I did. I tweeted out something with the American flag, with the France, like England, you know, and Canada, knowing it was a joint effort, and it was a great video that I had found online. I put it out. I got more hits on that thing. But again, it was just like an objective acknowledgement of D-Day, but it's like, again, the far left, the socialists, they're unpatriotic and, to me, anti-American. Is that my imagination?
No, I think you've touched on something very true. Patriotism isn't part of their DNA. I mean, look at the second runner-up right now is Bernie Sanders. When do you ever hear Bernie Sanders talk about how great America is?
Thank you.
Everything about America is it's bad, it's wrong, it's corrupt, it's... That gets tiring after a while. Yeah. We have problems as a country. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. But there's nothing you can see in our 235 years of history that makes you say, wow, this is pretty remarkable who we are as a people.
It's so true. And Bernie, sometimes I find myself agreeing with him. And I'm a Walmart guy. I go to Walmart, especially when I'm in a crunch and my kid needs something. I go, and when I was... first got divorced, Walmart was my hang, man. Mm-hmm. And Al knows I had the cell phone number of the Walmart manager. Thank you very much. I was just a lucky guy.
Yeah, that's a little creepy. Walmart was your hang? I mean,
I had this
Kmart
number.
Closes early. So.
It was Walmart all the way. But Bernie goes to Walmart and says, look, you got to pay these people more. You're worth $170 billion. And now I go, not a bad idea. But God forbid, he should say, make the products in America. Well, that's what I want to hear. More of what the president's talking about and more patriotism. Point well taken.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and there are economic problems with this country, and I think Bernie points them out sometimes, but I'd like to see the other side where you point out what America does really well, which is D-Day and everything since.
You know, it's so true. And now the energy thing with Biden, I'm loving every minute of this.
Good Lord.
Now, you're an energy guy. You know, energy guy. I want first walk us through, first of all, what is Biden's energy plan? And now, you know, he's pandering to the left. Did he indeed plagiarize something from another source when he put his energy plan out?
I mean, there were articles that came out. The Daily Caller really led the investigation that some of it was just absolutely copied and lifted from other people's campaign platforms, from other organizations. Now, look, I don't doubt Joe himself did it, because Biden... He doesn't do detailed work like that. Right, he's got a staff, right? Yeah, and he also could care less about it.
Yeah.
But I don't think there is any issue that Joe Biden cares deeply about other than power.
Yeah,
he doesn't care about energy. He doesn't care. The Hyde Amendment we're talking about. He doesn't care about abortion. He doesn't care about energy. He doesn't care about foreign policy. All he cares about is being in a position of elected office. And so he will say whatever is necessary to be there.
Now, you were talking with Tucker on that great shot you did on Tucker's show the other day about the coal workers and the folks that Hillary so disrespected when she sat down with them. Are the coal miners indeed doing better now under Donald Trump? Did he live up to his promises, just as a matter of fact?
The only statistic I can give you is the Department of Labor says roughly 4,000 coal miners have come back to work since Trump was elected.
Wow.
That's 4,000. Now, 88,000 lost their jobs in the last decade. So we're still got a lot to recover.
Yeah.
But, you know, for 10 years, for really the entire Obama administration, coal was targeted with all sorts of regulation. Coal was targeted more than any other industry. And then today, I'm just looking at this right now online, Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of this great city, announces a $500 million campaign to close every coal mine in America. And he just put that out. I am spending $500 million of my wealth to shut down coal. Show me any other industry in the nation that has private billionaires, philanthropy, targeting to put them out of it. Imagine if Bloomberg said, I'm spending $500 million to put this radio station or to put radio out of business.
How
would you compete against
that? I know. You
right?
can't. Can we just say one word? Solyndra?
Yeah.
It was 500. Correct me if I'm wrong.
500 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Where'd it go?
Where was that money, brother?
Where did it? Show me one person. Obama said he was going to create 5 million green jobs. He spent over $100 billion on this program.
Yeah.
Show me one person. Yeah. Any of your listeners can call and say, you know, my aunt got a job at one of Obama's green initiatives. I have never met any person who got a job because of those $100 billion green jobs thing.
And why don't we go after China? Why are we getting the blame? We're like, and the president said it, we're one of the cleanest countries out there, and we are. But we never talk about what's happening in China. All they do is yell about us, how bad we are.
That's the same patriotism we were just talking about. Why is it wrong to say America is not a polluting nation? We're not. We ban plastic straws and plastic bags because they say there's all this plastic in the ocean. There is a lot of plastic in the ocean. 95% of it comes from Southeast Asia.
Thank you.
Indonesia, China, Vietnam. I mean, go to the beaches. I grew up in Rockaway. You know Rockaway Beach, of course.
Yeah,
I walk along Rockaway Beach. I don't see it strewn with plastic bags and straws.
I know.
Jersey Shore. I've been all throughout Florida. Where is all this plastic? It's not. It's not in America. Why can't we just say that?
Yeah. And also, Green New Deal. That's a broad, again, this broad swath of here's what you got to do. But you can't clean. First of all, plastic. Cleaners, when I get my shirts, they put that thing in more plastic bags, my shirts, when I get, isn't that, they don't say anything about that, stopping the plastic in the cleaners. And also, when they talk about electric cars, which is great, I understand it. Can someone talk to me about, and why doesn't anybody chat about when the Prius came out and the land that making the nickel cadmium in those batteries for that Prius destroyed Sudbury up in Canada, destroyed the town.
Yep.
Now, it's come back now, but they don't mention that. When you make an electric car and you put that battery in, you need nickel cadmium. Am I wrong here?
You're absolutely right. This idea that electric vehicles are somehow green is a myth. That is a feel-good. I like to say it's like putting your dog on a treadmill and saying, well, you know, I did a lot of exercise today. So you are just displacing emissions to a place that you can't see. To make the actual vehicle itself, how much coal is required to forge all that steel, right? So there's fossil fuels in it. There's fossil fuels in all the materials. And then in the actual battery, like you said, are all these rare earths that have to be mined. They have to be excavated. They have to be refined. That's all fossil fuels. And so they say, well, look, I drive an electric vehicle. I'm green. You're no greener than the guy who drives a Buick. Actually, the guy who drives a Buick is greener because he's not creating all this secondary pollution in other sources.
And there must be a happy medium. Like you can't talk when AOC comes out. I don't even know how that got traction, the Green New Deal. Then Nancy Pelosi's on it.
Well, when you have people like Bloomberg spending $500 million to make it a deal, that's how it becomes popular, right?
Is he trying to retrain those coal miners for something else? And I mean,
that's my question for Mayor Mike. Is he's going to spend $500 million now? Is he going to go visit any one of those rural towns that he's going to destroy? Because I have been in those towns. And when you go to rural West Virginia and 90% of the people used to work in the coal mine for generations, right? Not just in the last couple years.
Yep.
They could say my grandmother worked in the coal mines because my grandfather was in World War II.
That's
right?
True. Daniel Turner is a conservative activist. They say conservative. They always put a title on there, but you're just an American activist.
Amen.
And the founder and executive director of Power the Future. What else is, before we let you go, Daniel, Power the Future up to, and where can people go to learn more about it?
Definitely our website, powerthefuture.com. You know, we're active in many states. We're going to be tracking what Mike Bloomberg is going to do with this coal initiative. Really, what we're trying to do is be the counter voice to people like Michael Bloomberg and Tom Steyer and Soros and people who are spending hundreds of millions of dollars to denigrate and destroy jobs in rural America.
Yeah, great job, Daniel.
Thank
great
you.
Having you on the show.
Thank
great
you,
shot.
Mr. Piscopo.
Always. Call me Joe, man. Great to have you here. Give
Thank
your family
you.
My very best as
Amen.
Well.
I will.
You hanging the weekend in New York with the family?
I am. Rockaway Beach.
There it is, baby. There's a New York guy right there. 8:38. Joe on the radio. Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
69 degrees at 8:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Some people in Brooklyn fuming after their building partially collapsed on Thursday. It happened in the afternoon at a two-story residential building in East New York. 21 people now need housing after being evacuated from their homes. The landlord and residents say they called the city numerous times to report problems at the building. No injuries were reported. The Department of Buildings is conducting an inspection. The city called for the structure to be taken down in December, but nothing was done. City Councilman Paul Vallone pushing a bill that would pay for a new traffic device that would flash lights and illuminate the crosswalk when pedestrians are crossing the street. The Queens councilman says the solar-powered system is already being successfully used in New Jersey and is saving lives there. Pedestrian deaths make up the majority of traffic fatalities each year in New York City. In sports, Jay Happ firing seven innings of one-run ball. Yankees beat the Blue Jays in 6-2 in Toronto. Todd Frazier's two-run homer snapped a three-all tie in the eighth inning as the Mets went on to beat the Giants 7-3. Stanley Cup Finals Game 5 goes to the Blues. They skated past the Bruins 2-1. St. Louis now leads that best-of-seven series 3-2. This report brought to you by Rawlings, the mark of a pro. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you. Let's take it out to 2424 eastbound, right at that merge with 78. An accident. 440 is still closed right on that border of Jersey City and Bayonne by the Newark Bay Extension with an accident involving a tractor trailer. Inbound Holland only 5 minutes in as you head from the turnpike, but about 30 from 1 and 9. Lincoln Tunnel 15 over at the GWB. That's a 10-minute delay. Watch for slowdowns as you head to the Cross Bronx eastbound as you get out toward West Chester Avenue. It's an accident. McCombs Dam Bridge, busy by the Deegan, with an accident there as well. Eastbound BQE, still stop and go up by the Brooklyn Bridge. Accident in the right lane. FDR Drive North at the Brooklyn Bridge. A disabled vehicle. Eastbound Belt getting out past Farmers Boulevard. Getting reports of a collision over there as well. Still seeing some volume this morning as you head over to the Hutch south at East Lincoln Ave in Mount Vernon. Accident being cleared. Partly cloudy today. High of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. At Walgreens, your day doesn't have to stop for diabetes. Get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics and download tools to help you stay on track. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. I'm so proud to announce that my dear friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center have a brand new center dedicated to women. Together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation, they recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Here, every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. And there's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. This is a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology and, most importantly, is a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through their doors. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984. 908-994-5984 or visit their website at trinitasrmc.org.
Implementation specialist positions offered by Foresight Supply Chain Group in Wayne, New Jersey. Provide implementation support for the deployment of Manhattan Associates Warehouse Management Open Systems, WMOS software. Define technical specifications and develop, deploy, configure, and test supply chain solutions on external host systems to ensure business requirements are met, up to 80% travel required. Send resume to care of Frank Camion, Foresight Supply Chain Group, 1680 State Route 23, Suite 340, Wayne, New Jersey, 07470.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Thank you, Albert. 8:43 with Joe Piscopo telling you about Connors and Sullivan. I know the boss was with the Connors, with Beth and Mike last night, with Father Paul.
Nice.
I was with the Cabrini mission. so I couldn't go.
All right.
I wanted to go so to hang out with the Connors and the boss and Father Paul, but I was doing my due diligence with the nuns. How's that, Frankie? Is that good?
Hey, closer to heaven already.
Well, you know, I'm very fond of the Connors. They're great folks, Mike and Beth. But I have to tell you, if you have a will and you want to redo it, if you don't have a will and you're thinking about what you're going to do, or a trust, right? You need a trust. Don't forget, whoever is you don't want in your life, trust me, will be there when you die to take whatever money you left in your financial legacy. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. And who's going to be first in line? The government, the municipality, the state government, the federal government. You have to protect yourself. You got to get a will, got to get a trust. You need, of course, a power of attorney, a health care proxy, a living will. How about that? Estate plan, right? Mike Connors always says the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is what? Not planning at all. Now, Mike has for you a Connors and Sullivan free seminar. Yes, I said free, my friends, to have all your questions answered by Mr. Connors himself on Tuesday, June 25th at the 3 West Club, 3 West 51st Street, Midtown. You get 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. seminar free for Mr. Connors. Then on Thursday, June 27th, at Bocelli Ristorante on Highland Boulevard on Staten Island, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. It's like doing shows, Frankie, Mike.
It's for sure, yeah.
But they're free, and you could go and you could listen if you have a question. And if you cannot make any of these free seminars.
He's also quite a Civil War buff.
Yes, he is.
So you can go and ask him some questions about the Civil War.
He's got... like the actual soldiers, the little mini soldiers. And if you move, Beth told me, I walked in, I was going to pick a soldier up. If you move one soldier in Mike Connor's office, he will know it. Doesn't get mad. He knows. He has them perfectly placed.
No, he's
fascinating.
A great guy and a great lawyer.
Great mind to be able to do something
absolutely.
Like that. And you know what? Again, if you can't make the seminars, you go to Connors and Sullivan and you call 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment. Lisa's standing by. She's listening now. Give Lisa a call at 718-238-6500 for your own free Connors and Sullivan appointment. And again, Mike says it always, and it's so true, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Friday! Hi, Al. You got your headphones in?
Yeah.
La 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 la.
I love you, Danny.
We still have another hour and 13 minutes.
Oh boy, it's a Friday. Wow. My. Can I go to some phone calls?
Sure.
I'll go to some phone calls.
Stop making that noise.
I'll tell you. Gonna go. The Jerry Lewis noise. The E-R noise.
I could play that in the loop all day long.
When I die, you're going to play that in my eulogy?
Sure, if you'd
and
like.
Now I'd like to say some words about Joe Piscopo.
You know, Joe's a great guy, wonderful host, and he had this little irritating habit. I'm sure that will go over very well in the funeral parlor.
I don't want the funeral. I told my kids, and I told you this before. Can we talk about this for 2 seconds? I know we got a lot of news. And I want to see about the Russian ship and the U.S. destroyer. We're hearing that.
It's like hearing about death. Go ahead.
No. Yeah. Because when you go and you die, and then they got the wake, and you can do two. Not one, but two wake. You got the afternoon, you got the night. And we've all done it. And you got to go. And it's actually therapeutic, and it's good. Then they go, let's go to the church, and you do the church thing.
Sure.
Then you go to the grave. And then you go to a repast.
Right.
I'm going to do it all online. I swear. I told you this before.
Including the repast?
No.
People
I think
eating alone?
Maybe you have the immediate family at the Basilica of the Sacred Heart, right? And then you go to JoePiscoporeallyisdead.com. And then you go to that.
And there's a picture of you as Frank Sinatra Jr., like that TV station did. That was great. Frank Sinatra Jr. dead. Here's a picture of Joe Piscopo.
Joe Piscopo.
Frank Sinatra.
Really,
Jr.
really.
Junior.
is dead, and then you go online. So you go on your computer, you're at work, you go, oh, look, there's
she
Joe
really
there.
Is dead.
Yeah, he really is dead. And then you have the coffin there, and you have the priest and doing the thing, and you watch online.
You see,
and then you can
you
do a little, then you post
that is,
little
you're
thing.
Looking to see how many likes you're going to get. That's the thing. No, that's the if he gets 5,000 likes, he comes back to life.
That's the antithesis of narcissism, because it's what? Really thoughtful of people's time, right? You know, it's but, really a big burden. People have to go to five different death-related events just to show that they were, you know, they cared about them.
But isn't that a gracious?
Yes, I think that's great.
It's gracious for me to think of that, because you go online, you think, and you go, hey, come on, let's go. Look, it's Episcopal's funeral. Hey, there. And then I think the immediate family should be there.
What's there? Is there are
coffin?
People actually? No, I understand
coffin.
That. I'm saying, are
my
there
body?
People there?
My body?
No, but are
a
other
priest?
People
yeah.
there?
Hmm?
So
no,
you're kind
no.
of view, like
yeah, you're viewing exactly the small
viewing
service,
the, viewing.
The small live service.
I see.
And I like
then,
it.
You know, and so you go in because you
people
have the
people who are hysterical crying.
The family's
I'm not
there.
Getting another payment. He's dead. My God, is that his wallet sticking out of the back of his pants? Did he do that?
I was right. I keep
is that
joking.
Durasim? At the pulpit.
Right, he's
Wait,
been
what?
Embalmed with Durasim.
That's what I'm saying.
Joe Giovanello will come in and
is
I get
a gallon
I
of
defog.
Syrup? Is that a
I'm
gallon of maple syrup there? They're eating? That's not supposed to happen. In New York, you can,
so,
not New Jersey.
Well, you know, when the old man died, Mr. Sinatra died at the Good Shepherd Church in Beverly Hills, everybody went by and they would put Jack Daniels. They put Jack Daniels
right.
in the coffin
right.
and they put Camel cigarettes in the coffin. You could think of the things you could put Mike over. Durasan.
Why is there
Michael's
is there,
a Brooklyn
instead
sauce?
Of a card, come on. Instead of
listen,
the weight card is French toast. And little things in Durasan. Instead of the weight card.
Syrup.
Instead of the weight card, you hand people.
No.
Little things of
yeah,
Durasan.
Yeah, yeah.
You get
you know my ex will
blessed...
do? She'll put the fake Aunt Jemima maple syrup in just to irritate me. Yeah,
well,
but
why does your ex have any authority over your
does. She doesn't.
Arrangement.
No, because once you get married in New Jersey, you're married for life.
Yeah,
it's lifetime marriage.
But
no
you're dead.
What. Yeah,
you said marriage for life. You're dead.
I think there's a caveat in somewhere in New Jersey law where you still got to pay alimony even after you die. And you know
that's
what there is?
The wallet in your pocket.
Do you know that you're right? And we'll go to break. If you have to take an insurance policy out to assure that alimony is paid after you croak.
Is that right?
Yes, in New Jersey.
Really?
Yes. So the first thing a lawyer will say, oh, the judge will say, and I've been told this, and I have it, you got to get an insurance policy that makes up for what you think the insurance owes. So you pay. Now,
yeah, but you don't live forever.
No,
what
they don't care. And you have good years
how
and
do
you
they
have
determine
bad
that?
Years. You have good months. Wait. You have bad months. The judge does not care.
How do they
care
determine
in New
the insurance what, policy?
And it doesn't have a man or a woman because no. I have women who pay.
But how do they determine
so
the insurance policy of how much you would pay out? Let's say you lived another 20 years.
You have to buy an insurance company that will last another 20 years. Yes, you do in New
really?
Jersey. Really? Oh, yes, you do. I'm doing
why
it.
Why get
I'm
divorced then?
And then as year goes on, you have to go back to your insurance agent. You got to go, okay, you know what?
I'm still here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You lower
exactly.
my premium?
Only in
See,
New
you
Jersey.
You can tell Al is in an interrupting mood today.
Yeah,
right?
I like
you
it, know? Though. I like it. Big Al, what were we doing on our Big Al? Hey, I see the phone calls, and we'll get to the Balance of Nature phone line momentarily. Mm-hmm. Hey, Debbie Duhame is out there, 851. Mm-hmm. Debbie, that's why I love you, working. You don't need nobody. You don't need no man. I don't
well,
need
no,
no
I,
man.
Well, no, I love having a man around, but, you know, but marriage is kind of scary because
yep,
look
Jersey,
what you have to go
forget.
Through.
Yeah, in New York as well. And California, well, same thing, yep.
Well, you could have just stayed married and just dated other people. It might have been easier. Right? It's probably so much easier that way.
Right.
Do your own little plan and, all right, I'll pay you so much, but it'll be... I mean, divorce yeah. is just
oh,
expensive.
God. Forgive me for being so rude here, but my cousin Frankie, rest his soul. He did. That's exactly what he said, going through the horrible divorce. Maybe you ought to keep a little something on the side. I swear to God, he said those
Come
words
on.
To me. He said those. I looked at him like, what?
By the way, in the coffin, they can also put the Perillo tour brochures. I mean, I just started thinking about all these things. That could go
we could put the body on a tour, maybe. Maybe with the body. Is that a good idea? We're going to go around.
Make some money. Make some money.
I got
can,
it.
Like,
I'm all planned. I got it. 852. Deb's out there on the roads. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. Let's take it out to 17 eastbound, getting down through Monroe. It's an accident. The Hutch South at East Lincoln Ave at Mount Vernon, they're pushing this accident off to the shoulder, and the Sprain South at Route 100, an accident on that ramp. Inbound GWB 10 minutes in. Lincoln Tunnel looks like you're rating 15, a disabled bus in the South Tube. Holland about 20 minutes in from 1 and 9, but a lot better from the Turnpike. 440 still blocked on the border of Jersey City and Bayonne. That overturned tractor trailer out by the Newark Bay Extension. Garden State Parkway North at 143 over in Irvington. A collision there. 24 East at 78. They're still cleaning up a collision there. It's kind of busy this morning as you head to the Cross Bronx eastbound, getting out toward the Bruckner with an accident. And stop and go on the eastbound belt, getting out past Farmers Boulevard with an accident over there as well. Alternate side parking rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender. Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
This is a special alert for Americans who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes. Get ready for a toll-free hotline number. Call and get free information on how to take advantage of new initiatives that could significantly reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. Call Stop IRS Debt today at 800-893-8907. Learn how you can stop collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments all by using a proven A-plus BBB-rated tax system that negotiates with the IRS for you. If you have and filed returns in years, or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get tax relief. The government is ready to work out a generous program that can resolve your tax debt quickly. Be warned, this situation won't last forever, and your tax debt will only get worse if you don't act now. Do not try to handle it yourself. Call Stop IRS Debt now for free information. 800-893-8907. That's 800-893-8907. 800-893-8907.
I see the phone calls on the Balance of Nature phone line. We will get to them as soon as we can. Frankie's doing a prenup now after that last quarter.
Absolutely.
Hour. You ready? He shakes his head. I better get that prenup. Nah, you won't need it, Frankie. Hey, let me tell you about Rawlings, the number one baseball brand in the world. They have more than 130 years of expertise. It's why they're known as the Gold Glove Company and finest in the field. You know, more than 50% of the pros wear that iconic red Rawlings patch, like Aaron Judge and Stanton and Sanchez of the Yankees. And the Rawlings is also the official helmet and baseball of countless organizations like Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, NC2A. I keep telling you about the heart of the high gloves. You don't have to break the glove in. This is genius, by the way, for a guy who's a baseball fan and loves to see his kids playing baseball like little Charlie does, you know. New Quattro Pro bats, workhorse batting gloves, mock batting helmets. And by the way, you go to Rawlings.com. Rawlings.com. That's where we want you to go. But if you stop by, you hear us tell you about Mitchell Modell's, about Modell's. You got to go to Mo's. You should see the Rawlings display at Modell's. That's where I get all my things when I'm not calling Rawlings to send something special. And then check out the leather. By the way, for Father's Day, Rawlings.com, the Rawlings leather, forget about it. Best design. I don't know how they did it, but you know what? They've been in business 130 years. They're doing something right. And again, the number one baseball brand in all of the world, it's Rawlings. Please check out Rawlings.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, we got weather from our weather answer desk with Mr. Rob Miller in for Joe Lumberg. Good morning, Rob. How are we looking today weather-wise?
The word of the day is nice. We're going to have a string of nice weather here across the city today. Mix of sun and clouds, temperatures up near 80, but the good news is that humidity levels are really going to be low today. So it's really going to be a nice day if you're able to get out and about. Take advantage of that today. Tomorrow is going to be almost a carbon copy of today. Mostly sunny skies, temperatures up near 80, but again, humidity levels on the low side. Ooh. So, you know, we're going to have a really nice day. The beaches, though, temperatures will be a little bit cooler as that wind comes off of the water, but temperatures topping out in the low to mid-70s at the beaches. But still a nice day, and even on Sunday, even though more in the way of some clouds coming in during the afternoon, temperatures in the afternoon up near 80. Again, humidity levels low, so if you have outdoor plans this weekend, take advantage of it.
Dang, Rob Miller, well done. Thank you so much. And for Joe Lundberg, who's on a marathon ride in Michigan. We'll check in with Joe on Monday. Thank you, Rob. Good job. 858 with Joe on the radio. Mike Chase is a criminal defense lawyer and author of this book, How to Become a Federal Criminal, an illustrated handbook for the aspiring offender. You don't want to miss that. Also, your phone calls. I say, if you could hold, I will call. I promise you I'll go to the calls after the break, okay? 877-970-2999, our Balance of Nature phone line. Love that you're with us, and we are coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
70 degrees and 8:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Sports betting may soon become legal at four New York State casinos. The Post reports that the Gaming Commission on Monday is expected to approve rules allowing for bets at Resorts World's Catskills, Rivers Casino, DeLago Casino, and Tioga Downs. This would require gamblers to be there. State lawmakers and the governor still debating whether to allow sports betting on mobile devices. The NYPD trying to track down a man who's been robbing women on the 7 train. Police say the man has struck several times, typically swipes jewelry from the women. Happened at least 6 times in the last 2 months. Detectives have put out surveillance video of the suspect. Anyone with information asked to contact police. In sports, Yankees beat the Blue Jays 6-2. Mets over the Giants 7-3. Stanley Cup Finals Game 5 goes to the Blues.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.